亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我是教师母三姐的女儿。
Dear brothers and sisters, I'm the daughter of the third sister of Mrs. Chu.
在小姨去世半年之后，我从香港来到美国。
In 1982, when my aunt passed away, I came here from Hong Kong.
我和小姨夫一共生活了22年。
I had the privilege of spending 22 years with my uncle.
今天我想在家这里和大家分享两个方面。
Today I'd like to share two things with you.
第一个是日常生活中的小姨夫。
First, I want to paint for you a picture of my uncle in his daily life.
第二个是在他生病的这一段日子。
And secondly, what he was like during the last days of his illness.
小姨夫是一个感情非常细腻的人。
My uncle is a very sensitive and tender-hearted man.
这表现在他对我小姨的感情里面。
I could see that in the way he related to my aunt.
二十多年来，他没有忘记我的小姨。
In these 20-some years, he's never forgotten her.
当小姨去世之后
，After she passed away,
许多关心她的人就劝她或者给她介绍，并且迫切地祷告神，希望她再婚。
People who are very concerned for his well-being have always tried very hard to not just pray for him, but recommend eligible ladies to him.
他曾经给我看了一篇别人送他的文章。
Then one time he shared an article with me that someone had given him.
名字是《无妻之苦》。
And the title of the article is, The Sorrows of Being Without a Wife.
这个苦不是说找不到太太。
This suffering is not so much that one is without a wife,
而是太多关心和好心的人让当事人非常的苦恼。
But the overabundance of love and concern that caused a lot of trouble for the person himself.
他并且讲说找一个妻子很容易。
He said easy to find a wife.
但是找一个和你小姨一样，叫主和教会放在首位。
But to find someone like your aunt, who is able to put the Lord and the church as first priority always.
然后同心服侍弟兄姊妹的师母却不是那么容易。
And who is equally yoked with me to serve brothers and sisters in the church. Now that is difficult.
他是一个尊敬老人和爱护幼小的人。
He is a man who has great respect for the elderly and loves the little ones.
所以说我们家有20多位成员都是枝节间节的因为他而移民美国。
In our extended family, there must be over 20 individuals who were able to immigrate to the United States because of his help, either directly or indirectly.
当我来到美国之后，我还没有结婚。
When I came to the United States, I was still unmarried.
这一直是他的一块心事。
So this is something of great concern to him.
所以他出去讲道的时候，就把我的照片夹在他的圣经里边。
So whenever he went about to preach elsewhere, he would have my photograph inside his Bible.
看看能不能有个合适的弟兄把我嫁出去。
So he was looking for some eligible young man that I could be married off to.
有一次他对我讲说，我今天要带你去买一件衣服。
One day he said to me, I'm going to take you to buy some new clothes.
那是一个非常有名的 store, 你必须要化妆。
He said, this is a very classy store, so put on some makeup.
因为那时候刚刚来美国也没有几年，也不知道就化了化妆。
I was fresh off the boat in the United States, so I didn't know anything, so I put on some makeup.
可是我出门的时候一看，我说我穿得很漂亮，这个旁边这个老头怎么穿得不漂亮呢？
Then as we left the door, I said to myself, I'm dressed pretty nicely, but this old man next to me, why is he so underdressed?
可是我也不太敢问他。
But I didn't dare to ask him.
然后我们就去了那有名的 store, 花了那是八几年的时候花了$30买了一条牛仔裤。
So we went to this wonderful store, this is back in the 80s, and bought a pair of jeans that back then cost $30.
然后回到家，他说要到点了，要赶快回家。
And then we looked at the watch, and he said, oh, it's time, we've got to get home.
我心想去买东西，怎么还得赶快回家？
And I thought to myself, we're just shopping here, why the rush?
然后刚刚回家以后，就看见一位女士带了一位男士来。
And as soon as we got home, we had a woman visitor that brought a young man with her.
原来是要给我介绍一个男朋友。
Then I realized that they are going to introduce to me a prospective boyfriend.
坐在后来我的表妹了 Rebecca, 她今天也坐在那里就跟我讲。
Later on, my cousin, Rebecca, who's also seated here in your midst, she told me.
她说如果小姑父叫你化妆的时候，你一定要小心。
You must be very careful if uncle tells you to put on makeup.
我说你讲得太晚了，已经化完妆了。
I said, this is a little too late, it's all done.
可是她的好心没有给我找到男朋友。
Despite his efforts, he never found a boyfriend for me.
他就说，哎呀，你看看，你小姨不在了，我连做媒人都不成光，不灵光了。
And he said, you see, if your aunt's not around, I'm not much good, am I, even with this?
在周日的时候，他经常出去讲道。
During the weekends, he'd be out there preaching.
特别是在节假日的时候，我们几乎是看不到他。
Especially during the holidays, we hardly ever see him.
所以说每次他讲道回来第一句话就问我，今天聚会怎么样？
So every time he would come back from his ministry, he would ask me, so how was the worship today?
然后就把他从飞机上省下的那个小点心了。
Then he would share with me, the little snacks that he saved from the airplane.
就给是省给我儿子的。
He saved it for my son.
所以小凡来，爷爷给你的好东西。
He said, come Isaac, Grandpa's got some goodies for you.
我的儿子爱我和我的先生胜过，爱我的衣服胜过爱我和我的先生。
I believe my son Isaac loved my uncle more than he loved me or my husband.
他的名字 Isaac 是我的衣服给他取的。
The name Isaac was given to him by my uncle.
小凡在床上的第一个翻身，走的第一步，even第一个汉堡包都是我衣服做的。
His first step, his first hamburger at McDonald's, even 最后是什么？
McDonald's is the best step.
And also, the first time that he was able to turn in the crib were all events that my uncle had a part in.
所以他也很高兴，他从小凡身上得到了做祖父的一些乐趣。
So my uncle really tasted the joys of being a grandparent vicariously through my son.
我的姨父是一个非常知道感恩的人。
My uncle is a man of much gratitude.
他从来不忘记曾经帮助过他的人。
He would never forget those who helped him.
他常常给我提起当初小姨住院的时候，在一对在这个餐馆的夫妇怎么样帮助他们。
He would also he would always remind me of how a couple from a restaurant had been so helpful to them when my aunt was sick in the hospital.
他也不忘记那个曾经帮他申请移民到美国的这个福音机构。
He would never forget the Christian organization that was instrumental in helping him immigrate to the United States.
在他临时去世之前，还教导我们一定要写一张支票去做一个奉献。
So before he passed away, he reminded me to write a check of donation to this organization.
他常常帮助有需要的人。
He was always helping those in need.
我们家里种了很多的蔬果和蔬菜。
We have a lot of vegetables and fruit trees in our yard.
他总是讲出熟的和最好的送给有需要的人。
The first fruit, the very best of the harvest, will always go to others as gifts.
可是他自己却是吃那被鸟叼过的。
But he would eat those fruits that have been pecked and, by the birds.
他给自己找了一个很好的借口。
But he would have a good excuse for that.
他说鸟最聪明，吃的都是最好的。
He said birds are very smart, so the fruit that they peck into are the best.
他的生活很简朴，一点都不浪费。
His life is very simple. He is never wasteful.
但对有需要的人，他却是非常非常的大方。
But he's immensely generous to those who have need.
有一次，我和他一起去探访。
One time we went on a visitation.
我都没有注意他穿了一双破袜子。
I didn't notice that he had holes in his socks.
但是那个姐妹的女儿看到了以后就送了他一打袜子。
But then the daughter of the sister that we visited saw that and gave him a dozen pair of new socks.
然后他当他知道有一位从大陆来的留学生需要的时候，就把他送了出去。
But then we found out that a foreign student from the mainland came and had need, he gave that dozen pairs of socks to that person.
几个月后，这个姐妹到我们家来。
Months later, the sister came to visit us.
发现他还穿那个破袜子。
And he saw that he still had these holy socks on.
他就说，牧师是不是走很多路，怎么一打袜子这么快就穿破了？
And she said, does Pastor Chu have to walk a lot? How come he's worn down his socks in so short a time?
当我把事情告诉他以后了。
But when we explained to him what happened,
所以我们家当再接到礼物的时候
in the future, whenever we received gifts for him,
下面都会贴到不准转让
These gifts will always have a note attached to it, not to be transferred to others.
他从大陆出来之后
after he came out of the mainland,
他十年世世挂念着大陆许多传道人的子女。
My uncle always has upon his heart the children of the ministers on the mainland.
然后他帮助很多大陆传道人的子女到美国来留学。
And he would help those who would want to come as students to the United States.
对于我，他除了教导我怎么样爱神之外，
As for me, not only did he teach me how to love God.
他知道我在大陆，因为文化大革命没有读很多书。
He knew that because of the Cultural Revolution, I had limited opportunity for an education in China.
他鼓励我在美国好好读书。
So he encouraged me to study well here in the States.
当我考到我的行医执照和诊所开业的时候
，When I got my license for practice and opened my own clinic，
他对我讲，对病人要有爱心，不要以钳子当头。
He told me that I should be very caring for my patients and should not simply be money-minded。
所以他给我的诊所起名叫平安诊所。
And so he gave the name to my clinic as the Peace Acupuncture Clinic。
当今年我当选加州中医师联合总会的会长的时候。
This year, when I was elected as chairman to the California Association for Practitioners of Chinese Medicine,
他告诫我不可以骄傲。
He told me not to be proud.
要尊重那些前辈们。
He told me to respect my elders.
讲话不可以太冲。
And when I speak, I should be humble.
遇事多和大家商量。
And I should consult others about everything.
因为很多天我要去开会。
Very often, I had to be in meetings.
所以没法聚会，我心里就觉得很不安。
And was unable to attend worship services, and so I was troubled.
他就安慰我说
，But he would comfort me, saying,
神看的是心。
God looks upon the heart.
在那里同样可以为神做见证。
You can always witness for him wherever you are.
所以当我晚上忙要也是开会忙工会的事情的时候
，So when I would be late from home, late home because of meetings and business.
他经常帮我去接小凡，帮助我分担家事。
He would help me with the housework, and he would pick up Isaac for me.
当然，他不是一个完全的人。
Of course, he's not a perfect person.
他是我们家开车最快和得罚单最多的人。
He's the fastest driver in the household and received many tickets.
我想刚才大家已经看到了那个他和尤金亚的父母的照片，大家都负伤了。
I think you've seen the photograph of my uncle and my aunt.
那就是他在不该 U-turn 的地方 U-turn 造成的。
He was, one time he was injured because he made an illegal U-turn.
可是当他受伤之后
After the injury,
他就说带我到出车祸的地方去看一看
He said, take me back to the site of the accident.
当我们看到一个很大的 U, 一个说不可以 U-turn 的时候
And then when he saw the sign with a U and a cross against over it,
他说这个牌子什么时候放上去
He said, when was the sign put up there?
那么因为这个车祸他的这个保险费涨到3000元
Because of the accident, his premium rocketed to $3,000.
他说总不能让保险公司吃亏嘛。
And he said, well, we shouldn't let the insurance company lose money, should we?
下面我想和大家讲的是他生病之后。
Now I'd like to share something about him after he got sick.
今年三月份他从保守人教会打电话回来。
March this year, he gave me a call from the church in Boston.
他说他痰里面有血。
He said there's blood in the sputum.
我说那你没有在那里检查
？I said why didn't you check it out？
他说我马上就要回来了。
He said but I'm coming home soon.
所以四月份回来以后，他做了各种检查，没有发现什么异常。
Upon his return in April, he went for a checkup but didn't find anything particular.
可是我发现他心里不是很安心。
But I felt that he was troubled by the lack of diagnosis.
我说你很害怕是不是
？I said, are you afraid?
哦，我不害怕。
He said, no.
我只是不明白我怎么回事情。
I'm just puzzled by what's going on.
那我就跟他讲，我说最坏不过就是癌症嘛。
I said, well, the worst case is cancer.
咱们就当癌症治吧，就算是癌症吧，你就可以安心了。
I said, why don't you just consider it cancer, then you can rest the case.
他说，哦，原来你们做医生都是这么做医生啊。
As he said, "Oh, so that's how you doctor."
当今年八月份那个，哦，当他生病了以后，我就对他讲。
After he became ill, I told him.
我说那时候因为达恩是在 Maryland， 我们是在加州。
At that time, we were in California. Oh, Joe and his family are in Maryland.
我说你生病了，你希望到哪里去？我说不要考虑我们，这是你自己需要，你喜欢待在什么地方
？And I asked my uncle, where would you like to be treated if you're sick? Don't consider us. Just tell me what's really upon your heart.
他说 我的教会和弟兄姐妹在加州。
He said, my church and my brothers and sisters are here in California.
所以我他说我会带在加州，你不会嫌我太麻烦吧
？So this is where I'll be. I hope you won't consider it too much trouble.
哦，我说那是我们的荣幸。
I said, this is our privilege.
八月份他还去香港讲道。
In August, he went to Hong Kong to preach.
那么这个十月，因为九月份我去香港开会。
Because I had some meetings to attend in Hong Kong in September.
十月份我从回来的时候。
I returned in October.
当我一进家门。
And as soon as I got home.
行李刚刚放下。
I barely put down my luggage.
他就说我有一件事情要告诉你。
He told me there's something I need to tell you.
他说我被诊断为是肺癌。
I've been diagnosed with lung cancer.
我说 are you kidding?
And I said, 不是开玩笑吧。
他说你不早就诊断了吗？
He said, didn't you already make the diagnosis earlier?
我说我没当时没有办法，我只能出来这讲，这我没办法讲吗
？I said, well, I didn't know, so I just said whatever came to mind and thought it was cancer.
但是他很镇静。
But he was very calm.
他说你要知道，不论是死是活，我都是主的人。
He said, you must know that whether in life or in death, I belong to the Lord.
在这个诊断之后，他积极地配合医生做治疗。
After the diagnosis, he was a very cooperative patient throughout the course of treatment.
三年前当他生日的时候
3 years ago on his birthday,
我买了一个就是健身的这个 membership 给他
I bought him a membership with a health fitness club.
Yeah. 今年是三年已经满了，我又给他买了三年。
The 3 years membership is up, and so I bought him another 3 years of membership.
所以当这个他生病的时候，我就说有病你就不要去锻炼了。
And so when he became sick, I told him you shouldn't go now that you're ill.
他说那我对不起你的交替我交的钱。
He said then that would waste the money that you've paid for my membership.
哎，每次去他都带着 daily bread 去走步。
Every time he went to jog, he would bring his daily bread.
可是他经常把他的 daily bread 忘在那个地方。
But then he would always forget and leave it there.
他就自我安慰地说。
Then he would comfort himself and say,
我今天又传了福音了。
He said, I had spread the gospel again today.
十一月的时候，我父亲病重。
In November, my father became gravely ill.
那时候他正刚刚开始治疗。
At that time, my uncle had just started his treatment.
所以说我就很放心不下他。
So I didn't want to leave him.
他说你还是应该回去。
But he said, you should go home.
尽你做子女当尽的本分。
And fulfill your duty as daughter.
十一月六号我的父亲去世。
And then on the 6th of November 6th. On November 6th, my father passed away.
因为在大陆除了在这个教堂之外你不可以传福音。
Because we're not allowed to spread the gospel outside the four walls of the church.
所以就我就担当了牧师的责任，给我父亲主持安息礼拜。
So I had to officiate at my father's memorial service.
因为这是第一次。
This is my first time.
所以我很紧张。
So I was very nervous.
我就打电话给他。
And I called my uncle.
他说他会迫切为我祷告。
He said I'll pray for you.
我以约翰福音十一章为中心讲了一篇道。
And so he advised that I should use John 11 as the theme for my message.
许多参加那个安息礼拜的人非常受感动。
Many people who attended the service were greatly moved.
而且有四个人愿意接受主。
And 4 accepted the Lord.
我打电话给他，他很高兴。
When I called to tell my uncle, he was very happy.
他说 I'm proud of you.
He said, 我很骄傲，我替你骄傲。
十二月七号，我要去洛杉矶开会。
Then December the 7th, I had to go to Los Angeles for a meeting.
但是他那时候已经开始发烧。
But he already had a fever by then.
他说去吧，不要挂心我。
He said, don't worry about me, just go.
所以是在那一天，我还在洛杉矶的时候，他进到了医院。
So that day when I was still in Los Angeles, he was admitted to the hospital.
当他入院以后，他积极配合治疗。
And when he was in the hospital, he was very cooperative.
他要我们记下每一位送慰问卡、送事物和打电话的人。
Moreover, he wanted us to take clear record of everyone who gave him gifts, cards and food.
以及那些来到医院而无法见他的人。
Especially those who were unable to come to see him in the hospital.
在医院里，他交代我们怎么样安排他的后事。
He also made arrangements for his memorial service while he was still in the hospital.
他说不要把钱用在不该用的地方。
He said, don't spend the money in useless ways.
用在神的圣工和有需要的人身上。
Use it for those who have need and for the
ministry of the gospel.
有一天晚上，我和达恩坐在那个地方。
One day I was sitting there with him in the room.
他突然问我。
All of a sudden he asked me.
他说你父亲去世花了多少钱？
He said, how much did you spend on your father's funeral?
我说四千人民币。
I said, 4,000 renminbi.
他说好便宜啊。
That's inexpensive.
然后他就说你不要忘记那个塑料盒。
Then he said, don't forget the plastic box.
我听后我就愣了。
And then I was very puzzled.
我知道他很简单。
I know he's very frugal.
但是我想你总不能用塑料盒去装骨灰吧。
And I thought, surely you're not that frugal. You don't need to hold your ashes in a plastic container, do you?
我就说小姨用的是铜的。
So I said, well, our aunt's urn was made of bronze.
他说你讲什么
？He said, what are you talking about?
我说我讲骨灰盒。
I said, I'm talking about the urn for your ashes.
他说我说告诉你不要忘记荣芳送给我送汤的那个塑胶盒。
He said, I'm reminding you not to forget the plastic container that Sister Rongfang used to bring me soup.
在他生病的期间
while he was ill,
我妈妈去医院看他
my mother came to the hospital to see him.
他考虑我妈妈身体软弱
he was aware that my mom was very frail.
每次他都撵我妈撵我妈妈赶快走
So he kept on telling her to go home.
妈妈就问我
my mother asked me,
说你问问他闭着眼在想什么。
Ask him what he's thinking about when he closes his eyes.
我就问他，我说你在想什么
？So I asked, what are you thinking?
他说我在向神认罪。
He said, I'm confessing my sins to the Lord.
我在为教会的弟兄姐妹祷告。
I'm praying for the brothers and sisters of the churches.
但是我相信。
But I believe.
还有一个祷告他没有告诉我。
There's a prayer that he did not tell me.
就是他不愿意为他的病来麻烦我们。
He didn't want us to be troubled for his sickness.
十四号他去世的前两天晚上
，Two nights before he passed away，
我在医院陪他。
I was with him in the hospital。
我们讲了过去二十多年的许多事情
，And we reflected on many things that happened in the past 20 years。
他因为累
，He was very tired。
我就叫他闭着眼睛
，And so he closed his eyes。
我告诉他，大家都在为他的康复祷告。
And I said to him， Everybody's praying for your recovery。
他说，我也舍不得你们。
I don't want to leave you either.
但是如果人家都这样祷告的话，世上就没有死人了。
But if God answered all these prayers for recovery, there won't be any dead people on earth.
他谢谢我这些年对他的照顾和小凡带给他的许多的欢乐。
He thanked me for caring for him all these years and all the joy that Isaac brought him.
但是今年他没有办法再替孩子们买圣诞礼物了。
But this year he was unable to buy Christmas gifts for them.
他说很对不起，因为他的病给我们带来了很多的麻烦。
He kept apologizing for the trouble that he had brought us because of his sickness.
我说这是我的荣幸。
But I told him it's my privilege.
因为很多人想看他和照顾他都没有这个机会。
Because many people who wanted to see you and take care of you did not have the opportunity.
我也是在代表大家在这里照顾他。
So I'm taking care of you on behalf of everybody.
他讲你的父亲刚刚去世。
And he said your father just passed away.
我又这样。
And here I am, so sick.
但我深信主是你的力量。
But I believe that God is your strength.
你会靠主坚强。
And by the Lord's grace, you will be strong.
我听了后我就哭了。
When I heard that, I cried.
他紧紧握住我的手说。
But he held onto my hand fast and said,
他说你知道我不是一个怕苦吃苦的人。
He said, you know, I'm not afraid of suffering.
但是我真的呼吸很困难。
But breathing is really difficult for me.
在那个时候我就祷告神说。
And so I prayed to the Lord then.
主啊你知道我舍不下我的姨父。
I said, Lord, you know, I can't part with my uncle.
但求你照你的意思成全。
But may it be according to your will and do what is best.
十五号的晚上。
So on the night of the 15th,
我的弟弟马林在陪他。
My brother was there with him.
大部分的时间他都是在睡觉。
Most of the time he was asleep.
但只要他醒过来。
But when he awoke,
他就对弟弟笑笑说，赶快去睡觉。
He smiled to my brother and said, "Do go to sleep."
而且他为我的弟妹本华信主而欢喜快乐。
And when he heard that my siblings had come to the Lord, he rejoiced.
十六号晚上，当我再去看他的时候
，On the night of the 16th, when I visited with him again,
他已进入深睡的状态。
He was in deep sleep.
晚上九点左右，护士给他做了检查之后
，Around 9 o'clock, when the nurses came to check on him,
告诉我们随时随地刻他都回去。
She told us that his time will be soon.
九点三十分，他呼出了最后一口气以后，安详平安地回到父神那里。
At about 9:30, he breathed his last and returned into the bosom of the Lord.
小姨父已经离开了我们。
My uncle has left us.
在家中却处处是他的影子。
But everywhere in the house, everything reminded us of him.
我常常因为触景生情而流泪。
Oftentimes, I would look around me and I'd weep.
但是感谢主。
But I praise God.
我接到许多弟兄姐妹的卡片和电话以及食物。
We've received a lot of greeting cards, phone calls, and gifts of food from brothers and sisters.
这些从主里来的爱让我们得安慰。
And we are greatly comforted by the love of brothers and sisters from the Lord.
今天我们在这里赞美主和纪念他。
So today we're here to praise our God and to remember him.
有一件事我想是小姨父一定希望我替他做的。
I believe there's one thing that my uncle wants very much for me to do for him.
就是谢谢陈牧师和黄牧师。
And that is to thank Pastor Chang and Pastor Huang.
谢谢师班。
And to thank the choir.
我还要特别谢谢红慧姐妹。
And especially to thank Sister Hong Hui.
当我在中国的时候，她替我带小姨父去看病。
When I was in China, she took my uncle to the doctor.
谢谢雅芬姐妹愿意完成她最后的一本书。
And we thank Sister Yafen, who had agreed to finish the book that he had started.
谢谢 Angela 和月华姊妹。
We thank Angela and 月华
以及筹备这个纪念会的所有弟兄姐妹。
And all the brothers and sisters who